As more details emerge about Tuesday's shooting at that Texas elementary school where 19 children and two teachers were shot dead, the story becomes even more tragic. Frustrated onlookers and terrified parents pleaded with police officers gathered outside of the school to charge inside, where gunshots were still heard almost an hour after the shooter first entered the school. In one video, you see the cops literally holding back some parents, and another who can be heard on the video saying, "Let's just rush in because the cops aren't doing anything like they're supposed to." We've also since learned that the shooter was not wearing body armor, as originally reported, and was not hit by law enforcement bullets as he entered the school. And although one official said that the Border Patrol agents had trouble breaching the door of the classroom that the shooter had barricaded himself inside of, a staff member finally opened the door with a key. Parents and others are livid that the police didn't enter sooner. And although the murderer had no arrest record and left no red flags in his wake, he did post private Facebook messages before the attack, vowing to, quote, shoot an elementary school. And he also texted a teenage girl in Germany about his plans. Even with the nation in mourning and disbelief, the second deadliest mass shooting at an elementary school still isn't enough to shock Republican lawmakers into dropping their objections to gun control. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama told reporters, quote, "We've had guns forever and we're going to continue to have guns." All right, we see where his priorities are. The Senate likely will not immediately take up gun legislation. That according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And the Senate's scheduled two-week recess will go off as scheduled beginning Monday. Wow. Meanwhile, gun-friendly Republicans, including Donald Trump, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Senator Ted Cruz, are sticking with their plans to speak at an NRA convention kicking off in Houston tomorrow. By the way, they've banned all guns from that event, in case you were wondering. So the Democratic nominee for Texas governor, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Wednesday afternoon showed up at a press briefing led by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who blamed mental health issues for the shooting. Then Beto O'Rourke approached the stage and he said, "You're doing nothing. You're all doing nothing." O'Rourke was then removed by law enforcement. But he went outside, where he did make his points to the gathered press.
"Now is the time to stop the next shooting. Right after Santa Fe High School was the time to stop the next shooting. Right after El Paso was the time to stop the next shooting. Right after Midland Odessa was the time to stop the next shooting. And in each case, we say, this isn't the time. Now is the time, like literally right now. That's why I'm here. That's what we want as a state. That's what I want as a parent. I've got three kids who are in high school and middle school and elementary school. That's what they want. And I face their judgment."
Since the Columbine Massacre in 1999, over 311,000 students have experienced gun violence at school. There's a new Politico Morning Consult poll out on attitudes towards guns. It was conducted entirely after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and it shows that the American people have had enough. For example, on requiring background checks for all gun sales, 88% strongly or somewhat support, 8% strongly or somewhat oppose. A net approval for universal background checks is plus 80. Creating a national database with information about each gun sale, 75% strongly or somewhat support, only 18% strongly or somewhat oppose. As for banning assault-style weapons, that has a 67% approval, with only 25% opposing. Preventing sales of all firearms to people reported as dangerous to law enforcement by a mental health provider? Well, 84% go along with that to a provision like that. Making private gun sales and sales at gun shows subject to background checks? 81% support, with 11% opposing. And requiring all gun owners to store their guns in a safe storage unit? That has an approval of 77%, with 15% opposing. On the other hand, this one surprised me. Equipping teachers and school staff with concealed firearms to respond in the event of a school shooting, 54% support that. 34% oppose. Meanwhile, life continues for the rest of us. In election news, the Pennsylvania primary race for the Republican Senate nomination will now go to a recount. Mehmet Oz is leading David McCormick, but the lead is under 1,000 votes. So each county must recount their ballots by June 7th. The winner will face Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who is just getting back on his feet after being sidelined for almost 2 weeks after suffering a minor stroke. In Texas, incumbent Conservadem Representative Henry Cuellar holds a very tiny lead over progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros in their primary runoff. According to the Texas Secretary of State, the trailing candidate can request a recount within 2 days after all the votes are tallied, and the margin of victory must be less than 10%. Well, Cisneros' campaign hasn't yet said whether or not she'll call for a recount, but only 175 votes separate Cisneros and Cuellar. That represents less than 0.8% of Cuellar's current vote total of 22,692. So yeah, a recount seems like the way to go. And proving that Republicans care more about the fetus than the child, Kevin Stitt, governor of Oklahoma, signed a new law on Wednesday banning abortion from the moment of fertilization, except in cases of medical emergency, incest, and rape. Great. This new law took effect immediately. But how is that possible? As far as I know, Roe is still the law of the land, right? And finally, as we inch ever closer to the start of the public hearings put on by the January 6th committee, we learned that witnesses have told the committee that the former guy reacted with approval when the insurrectionists attacking the Capitol started chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." According to one account, then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows left the dining room off the Oval Office and told colleagues that Trump had complained that Pence had been moved to a safe location. A member of Meadows' legal team said that the account was totally incorrect regarding Meadows. Right. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.